by both the devil and heaven, wandered the earth and was warmed by the candle in the turnip.
He pleaded with the devil to help him to find his way, and the devil gave him a live coal to light his way by putting it in one of those turnips that he was eating. So ever since, Jack's been doomed to wander the darkness with his lantern until Judgment Day, and there we get Jack of the Lantern.
In the 1930s, Bryn says Halloween pranks became vandalism. Merchants discovered if they gave the hoodlums candy, they wouldn't be so destructive. Learn more about Halloween traditions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News that President Trump is pushing for a personal $230 million payout from the Justice Department as compensation for the federal investigations he's faced.
Well, I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that. Yeah, that's true.
That money would ultimately come from American taxpayers. The president now in charge of the department that investigated him for allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and mishandling of classified documents in 2022.
The president's pick to head up the Office of Special Counsel Paul Ingrassia has withdrawn his name after many of his text messages were found to be offensive. Long lines outside the Louvre this morning as the famous museum opened its doors to the public for the first time since the robbery of many of France's crown jewels. The wing they were housed in does remain closed. This is ABC News. Homeland Security officials say a U.S. Marshal and a suspected undocumented immigrant with a criminal record were both shot and wounded during a targeted traffic stop in Los Angeles on Tuesday.
DHS officials say agents used a standard pit maneuver to detain the suspect who had escaped custody in the past. They say this time, when the man rammed a federal vehicle trying to evade arrest, officers opened fire, hitting him in the elbow. A bullet ricocheting into the hand of the U.S. Marshal. Both men were hospitalized. The suspect, a TikToker known as Richard LA18, is an influencer known for capturing video of ICE operations in L.A., even recognized by the city of L.A. for his contributions to the community.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers. In New York, along Canal Street, known for bargains and Chinatown shops, crowds became angry during an immigration crackdown. The raid, part of an operation targeting illegal street vending. People took to the streets, causing a traffic jam at the start of rush hour. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale today. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated shower possible in the afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with a high near 47. For tonight, gradually decreasing clouds, a chilly night with lows near 30. On Thursday, sunny skies, a little bit warmer with highs in the lower 50s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 42.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Proposed legislation at the Capitol gets some star power. Oscar-winning actor Halle Berry joined authors of a bill that would direct the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to provide education and information about menopausal treatment.
Because I know these years over 40 are some of the best years of a woman's life. And we deserve to live in good health, to have good information so that we can make good, solid decisions for our own health.
Republican Eric Toney is running again for Wisconsin Attorney General. The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County District Attorney is seeking a rematch with current Attorney General Democrat Josh Call. Call defeated Toney by 35,000 votes 3 years ago, a difference of just 1.3%. Toney was elected as the Fond du Lac County DA in 2013 and defeated former State Representative Adam Jarko in the 2020 Republican primary for AG. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be meeting tonight. The district will hold its budget hearing and annual meeting starting at 6 p.m. Then after the budget hearing, the monthly meeting will be held. Items on the monthly meeting agenda include approval of a library media specialist agreement with Mondovi, the consideration of the purchase of a compact tractor for snow removal, and reports from the district administration. Both meetings will be held at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Eau Claire police are sharing videos from the night this summer when former Green Bay Packer quarterback Don Majkowski was involved in an incident at a local bar. According to reports, on August 29th, Majkowski got into a fight with a fellow customer and choked a bartender at Brothers Bar on Water Street. The video shows the former football star telling police the customer was jealous of him because his girlfriend wanted to meet him. Majkowski was cited for disorderly conduct and paid a fine. A veteran Olmsted County official is stepping down. Deputy County Administrator Pete Giesen is retiring on September 23rd after nearly five decades of community service in the county. He'll be replaced by Physical Development Division Administrator Tony Hill. Motorists are advised to be on the lookout for children this Saturday throughout downtown Durand, as the Durand Improvement Group will be holding its annual Trunk or Treat event in downtown. A Halloween party will be held at Memorial Park from noon until 3 p.m. Then the Trunk or Treat event will run from 3 to 5 p.m. in downtown Durand. Main Street will be closed on Saturday afternoon for the Trunk or Treats. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture does confirm a five-month-old colt in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. It's the state's first confirmed case of triple E in a horse this year. In 2024, the Department of Ag documented 10 cases in horses. Now, EEE and West Nile virus are not contagious between horses and do not pass directly between horses and humans. Mosquitoes carry the virus from affected birds, and the only route of transmission is from a mosquito bite. Horse owners are advised to make sure that their horses are up to date on their vaccinations. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Amid declining enrollment, another two-year Universities of Wisconsin campus will close. UW-Platteville will cease operations at its Baraboo Sauk County campus effective May 22nd of next year. Campus enrollment is at 178 with an average class size of 14, according to the Universities of Wisconsin. The Baraboo campus was initially designed to accommodate around 350 students, and just 116 students were enrolled this fall semester. The spring 2026 semester will continue as planned with in-person classes in Baraboo. UW-Platteville will help students transition to the main campus and develop individualized plans for staff and faculty. Recent two-year campus closures include UW-Platteville-Richmond, UW-Milwaukee-Washington County, UW-Milwaukee-Waukesha County, and UW-Oshkosh-Fox Cities. Proper training can help teen drivers in Wisconsin avoid risks and prevent crashes. It's National Teen Driver Safety Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds everyone that the right training and practice for young drivers is the key to gaining experience behind the wheel. Last year in Wisconsin, there were 18,823 crashes involving teen drivers. 70 were killed, and 5,782 people were injured in those crashes. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles online teen portal provides a number of resources for parents and sponsors of teen drivers. A man is facing charges for stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Officials say 37-year-old Ryan Thornton sent threatening emails and made dozens of calls between August and October. The communications allegedly stemmed from a dispute with the Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation. Thornton now faces a Class 1 felony stalking charge with bond set at $85,000. If released, he would be barred from Dane County except for court appearances and be barred from contacting Karofsky. More than 700,000 Wisconsin residents are facing the threat of losing their food benefits amid the government shutdown. Governor Evers says the state's federally funded food share program is set to run out of funds by the end of the month. Evers is calling on federal leaders to end the shutdown quickly to prevent hunger and ensure access to essential food assistance. The federal government instructed states to delay SNAP payments, which will affect the state's recipients. WIC benefits for women and children remain available. Meanwhile, federal funding cuts pull nearly 1 million pounds of food from Minnesota shelves. With the cuts to the Federal Emergency Food Assistance Program, less food is available at Minnesota food banks, and officials are worried it'll get worse. This comes as SNAP benefits are also being cut, meaning less food is available to buy and less people have the money to purchase food. Minneapolis Reverend Jeff Nerbas said food stability is crucial for violence prevention and household stability. To help out, Nerbas is suggesting residents donate food, money, or time at food shelves or other organizations. Minnesota Republicans are having a difficult time recruiting more candidates for an open U.S. Senate seat. So far, two GOP hopefuls are in the race to fill the seat vacated by outgoing incumbent Tina Smith. One is former NBA basketball player Royce White, who lost to Senator Amy Klobuchar last year, and retired Navy SEAL Adam Schwarzy, a newcomer who's trailed in fundraising. Well-known Republicans have shown more interest in the race for governor. GOP leaders say prospective candidates are concerned about whether the Minnesota GOP, which has struggled with debt, would be able to support them and fear other donors wouldn't jump in to fill the fundraising void. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West Durand, or online at provisions.health.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
The DEA is partnering with local health organizations and law enforcement agencies for this Saturday's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. The event is an opportunity for Western Wisconsin residents and others around the country to safely drop off and dispose of expired and unneeded prescription medications. Drop-off locations are available in most communities. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, I'm Tracy Fairweather.
And I'm Carrie Scott. With Thrivent, we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others.
Faith is what fuels us. Does it fuel you too? Contact us at 715-672-5458.
That's 715-672-5458.
Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule an appointment today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Minnesota Timberwolves tip off the 2025-26 regular season with a game against the Portland Trail Blazers at the Moda Center tonight. The Timberwolves are coming off their second straight appearance to the Western Conference Finals last season. Superstar Anthony Edwards is listed as questionable for tonight's game with back spasms. Tonight's game starts at 9 o'clock. The Minnesota Wild will try to extend their three-point streak to three games when they visit the New Jersey Devils tonight. The Wild just beat the New York Rangers 3-1 on the road Monday. Minnesota is tied for fifth place in the Central Division with 7 points. Tonight's game starts at 6 o'clock. J.J. McCarthy is out for another week. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell told reporters yesterday that veteran backup quarterback Carson Wentz will start under center against the Chargers tomorrow night. Wentz is 2-2 since taking over for McCarthy, who suffered a high ankle sprain in week two. Tomorrow's game kicks off at 7:15. The Minnesota Twins could bring back a franchise legend to lead the team. Matthew Leach is reporting that the Twins have held conversations with Torrey Hunter about their vacant managerial role. Hunter played with the Twins from 1997 until 2007 and ended his career with the team in the 2015 season. He spent the last two seasons in the Angels front office.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments. Extend your vehicle's life with proper maintenance from Riverside Plaza, Durand. Riverside Plaza's ASC certified techs will extend your vehicle's life with oil changes, wheel alignments, tires, and more. As a Napa Car Care Center features a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on major repairs. Schedule your appointment today at Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center, located inside Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Bucks tip off the NBA regular season tonight, playing host to former Buck Chris Middleton and the Washington Wizards. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Middleton makes his return to Milwaukee after being traded there by the Bucks. He starts his 14th NBA season healthy for a change after surgery on both ankles a year ago.
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, be with my family, and not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers says they'll honor Middleton with a video tribute tonight and says it's well deserved.
We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community, and that's awesome.
Bucks went 48-34 a year ago. They were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. NBA season started with a pair of games last night. Defending champion Oklahoma City knocked off Houston 125-124 in double overtime, while Golden State beat the Lakers 119-109. Marquette men's basketball team has been picked to finish fifth in the Big East this season. In a poll of the league's coaches, defending champion St. John's is the top choice to repeat. Marquette women picked to finish second in the conference behind perennial power UConn. The Packers are back on the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday night's matchup with the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And hype around the World Series is building. The Dodgers will start their title defense on Friday against the Blue Jays in Toronto. LA a heavy favorite to repeat after sweeping the Brewers in the NLCS. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Think about it. You take thousands of steps every day. Shouldn't every single one of them feel amazing? Well, with Arch Fit hands-free Skechers slip-ins, they can. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides amazing arch support for all-day comfort. And best of all, you get all this comfort, stability, and support with the ease of Skechers slip-ins technology. Just slip them on. There's no bending down and no struggling to tie your shoes. Just step in and go. Try Arch Fit hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds. We'll have highs upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 50s. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. And for Saturday, sunny, warmer, highs near 60. Clouds across the region this morning, Wabasha and Nelson at 44, Mondovi 43, Ogallee, Pepin, and Lake City at 42, Plum City 41. Here at WRDN, clouds 43 with Brooks and Dunn, and only in America, it's 722.
Pay the rent.
Chris. He was a singer in a band. To walk away.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you lately. It ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking for a while. I quit thinking about you. I got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do. Drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Killing you not holding me right now. If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through, then I don't mind if you do.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Riley Green, Ella Langley, Don't Mind If I Do. 7:33, I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or as always, visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. Also this morning, if you're looking for a new home, might be time for another road trip with RP. we'll tell you where we're going. Better have a lot of money, too. Just saying. Also, we'll tell you about from the National League Championship Series, those three home runs in the last in the fourth game of the series where the Dodgers swept the Brewers. There's going to be three people who are going to make a lot of money, potentially, and we'll explain that here coming up this morning as well. Another cold, gray day today. Boy, yesterday I could have just pulled the covers over my head and stayed in bed all day. It's like, ugh. Looks like we have another cold day today as well. It's going to be gray again and windy again as well.
We have that weather forecast coming up. Getting ready for Friday night's football as well. The Panthers. Yeah, we get to take an almost three-hour trip to Spring Green as the Panthers taking on River Valley in the first round of the football playoffs. We'll have that game for you coming up on Friday night at about 6:45 with the pregame kickoff at 7 o'clock as well. So good luck to the Panthers. Good luck to all of the teams in the football playoffs. The Mondovi folks, well, they just get to have a home game. So Mondovi taking on Abbotsford on Friday night.
Hikey Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Hikey Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Hikey Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Forecast for today, the clouds stick around. We'll have highs, upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 50s. For Friday, sunshine, highs mid 50s. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs near 60. Plenty of clouds across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, 44. Mondovi, 43. Ogallee, Pepin, and Lake City, 42. Plum City, 41. Here at WRDN, clouds 43. With Martina and Wild Angels, it's 7:38.
Watch. Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map, that's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace, nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life.
If they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square, cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back. When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place. But now I want to see my children raised down home. Down home. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back. Falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home, way down home, down home, down home, way down home.
Short of leaving, you were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. Take it back in 3, 2. One day call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Yeah, in about
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tucker Wetmore, 321-751. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, Red Cross Blood Drive coming up on October 27th. That's Monday, starting at noon. That'll be at the Plum City American Legion in Plum City. Call 800-RED-CROSS to schedule that appointment. Well, might be time for another road trip with RP if you're looking for an interesting home. We're going to have to go to California, however. Part of California's history is up for sale. For the first time in 20 years, the so-called Governor's Mansion, located in the Sacramento suburb of Carmichael, is on the market. While it's referred to the Governor's Mansion, no California governor ever lived there. But on a request from Ronald Reagan and designed by Nancy Reagan, the 8-bedroom, 10-bathroom home spans 12,000 square feet. Whoa. It's set on 7 acres, has 2 kitchens, a pool accessible from the master bedroom, located 11 miles from the California state capital, but it's never been lived in by a governor. And construction started in 1974 and was completed after Reagan's presidency began. Sounds like a pretty nice house. Better have a little cash, though. $7.5 million for the home.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, "Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death." She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, "To thine own self be true." And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, "Mama, what do I do?" She said, "Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you." She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown." Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I'd left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name.